Deborah, with her 30 years of being an entrepreneur and creating over 7 companies, knows exactly what it means to accept the mission. When you make that decision, when you accept the mission to become a solopreneur, to take yourself and your talents to market, then you embrace a life of not only unlimited possibilities, but also the unknown. It's an elixir of fear and bravery that only someone who's taken the leap really understands. On our show, Deb digs deep with her guests to highlight what you, the listener, wants to know. The stories, the whys, and the hows to navigate the journey to success. Get ready to hear from some of the most incredible mission takers from Generation Z to Boomers. So sit up, perk up, and get ready to be blown away. Now here is your host, Deborah Drummond.
I am very excited. I know that you guys are too. So we've been on this journey. We've been on this incredible journey. Not only the They Did It Tour journey, which has all sorts of beautiful life lessons inside. You've been on this journey with myself and with Raman. You know, let's face it, mostly Raman. I'm introducing and I'm cheering on and I'm just doing what he tells me to do. On your health journey, right? The more information you have, the better you are funded to be able to just stay in that state of prevention, preventative medicine, preventative nutrition, understanding. And so honestly, from someone who's been in the health field for a long time, every time I learned something new, it gave me that ability to adapt and change if I thought it applied to me. Or when it came up for somebody else, like I had a call yesterday with a woman who's not well. Well, I pulled up my aromatherapy knowledge, said, da, 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 do this. She's like, I've ordered it. It'll be here tomorrow. So even if it's not for you, it's for somebody else. Now, here's something that I don't know a whole lot about, and I'm super excited about today's show, because Raman is going to talk about metabolic balance and why you would want to maintain or obtain that. So Raman, welcome to the show.
Hi, everybody. I hope you start your day with a full of energy, another good day ahead. So if you follow up the previous videos, we already spoke about the importance of the basic nutrients like the oxygen, the water, the proteins. So they are very vital for our health. But there's another more important thing that we should talk about it, and it's the metabolic balance. So when the body, always our body would like to stay with the balance, homeostasis, and in the best perfect balance of input output. But sometimes by improper nutrition or lack of the activity, we push our body to the corner that is not too much comfortable or convenient with it. And it has effects. It has a domino effects to opening the new problems or make a trouble down the road for your health. Today, we would like to talk about the metabolic balance and relation with our health. Specifically, I would like to talk about the cortisol, blood sugar, insulin, and glucagon connections. Let's start from here, that health is dependent upon proper metabolic balance or homeostasis. Many varied stressors have the capacity to upset the proper balance required for health, for optimal health. And dietary stressors are one of the most common source of the upset for most people. Based upon present understanding, the most fundamental mechanism is blood sugar elevation and regulation. So I would like to mostly focus on the blood sugar and the effects of the imbalance, what's happening inside our body. So blood sugar is affects and regulate via several key mechanisms. Our body needs a strong and steady supply of the nutrients to the cell for proper energy production and regulation of the thousands of vital metabolic balances. In general, the body tries to maintain the blood sugar level within fairly tight limits. I mean, it should be very regulated. When blood sugar is too low, the cells that prefer it for energy, like our brain, our blood cells, do not work as well. They are lack of the energy, so they not function as they should.
Well, so can I just ask something there, Raman? So just to interrupt a little bit, because we hear a lot of times people say, oh, I need to eat right now. I can feel my blood sugar dropping. I feel faint. I feel nauseous. I feel angry. Like I've had people like, look, I'm getting irritated. I need to have some, my blood sugar's dropping. Is that what you're talking about right now?
Kind of. Not okay. Because you mentioned a couple of things, some of them exactly related, some of them cause of the another things. Okay. But by experience, we find out when we intake sugar or sugar-based nutritions, then we feel much better. Right. But it's not necessarily because we have to. It's just a temporary feeling that we find the solution by experience that sugar can help. But actually, okay, we don't need it. But different organs require a different source of energies. We already spoke about this subject. Like the brain prefer the glucose, or the blood sugars can use both the fat source or glucose source. So there's a little bit difference in preference for the body. I mean, the brain cannot utilize the ketones that comes from the fats. So yes, when the blood sugar goes down, as you said, we might feel we need some source of the energy that mostly are sugar-based. But the thing is, the body can regulate it by itself. Even if we don't intake it, the body can break down the fat and make that much energy we require. But at the moment, for a quick fix, we prefer to use the sugar. So yes, when the blood sugar is too high now, the several detrimental effects take place. There is a shift of fluid and various minerals from inside the cell to outside, because the brain ordered cells to take in the extra sugar. So they have to make a space. So some of the good minerals goes out with the fluid and the sugar get in to balance the amount of the sugar in the body. And another thing that they calling apes, it's not aging, it actually stands for advanced glycosylation end products that damage a wide variety of the cells and the tissues. So there is two main hormones that body use to keep blood sugar tightly regulated in the body, insulin and glucagon. When the blood sugar goes up, the pancreas secretes the insulin to regulate it and bring it down by sending a signal to the cells to take sugar inside, thereby reducing the amount of the blood sugar in the amount of sugar in the bloodstream. When the sugar blood gets too low, like when you do lots of study or work hard with your brain thinking and solving, mm-hmm. and then you feel you need some source of the sugar is the case. So then your pancreas releases glucagon that metabolizes the body store of glucose, that is glycogen, to increase the blood sugar level. Another key hormone that are also serve to increase blood sugar is cortisol. It's another mm-hmm. thing you mentioned when you are stressed. But here is a good reason for use of the cortisol in the body is when you are in a vital situation of the fight or flight. Sometimes mm-hmm. you need to be superhuman to save your life. So flight or flight stress response. Now here cortisol play a good role to trigger this response in our body. So when it's reached to the survival point, whenever we are faced with a significant threat or any survival conditions or sympathetic nervous system, become active, leading to activate the flight or flight stress response. The idea is that if our life is in a danger, we force to flight or flee for our lives. The best chance for survival demand to various body responses that like increasing the blood sugar to provide the energy for flight or flee, shift the blood flow from any non-essential process at the moment, such as the digestion, to the muscles. Increase the vigilance, the alertness, the being sharp. Increase the visual acuity. You'll be very precise. Increase the focus attention. Among the other things that enhance your reaction time, and all these needs for survival action. So, but the problem is in the earlier eras, like the 2,000, 3,000 years ago, when so naturally the humans were more in face of these situations for survival. Right. But in the new era, it's not real. So those stressors or threats is not actual, requires the flight or flee. So mainly or many of physiological change that appears for those stress situations actually is unnecessary. So all those changes happen for that when we are stressed, it could be detrimental effect for our health. It's not good for our survival, not only, but also can be not good for our health. Increasing the blood sugar level, along with subsequent struggle by the body to rebalance itself, become a major source of metabolic disruptions. So
with metabolic disruptions, without disrupting you, what does that look like for people? Like, does it show up as disease? Does it show up as fatigue? Does it show up as, so, you know, someone's like, oh, I don't want to disrupt my, you know, what does that look like? How can that be a deterrent?
So you heard that stay away from stresses, from stressors. It could be situations, it could be people, it could be just a mindset,
right,
that you have with your own, your fears, your anything that you have by your own, lack of confidence, anything that put you in a situation that your body make it mistake that it should be a response to that as a fly or flee.
Right.
It could be stimulate the same effects that unnecessary. Right. So your blood sugar spikes because of that situation that it could be cause another problems.
Okay.
So I'm going to explain that further. So once the key components of metabolic balance that we already give you some examples is upset, it leads to domino effects. In terms of altering other key factors necessary is almost answering your question. For optimum health and function, under normal and optimum dietary condition, the blood sugar levels seldom reach to the level that it needs to trigger the insulin, or it's very small amount of that. However, in current dietary practice of most people, at least in North America, leads to numerous significant blood sugar spikes every day. So this in turn leads to multiple large release of insulin and numerous negative effects associated with this. Insulin has many additional functions in bodies, not just for regulate the blood sugar. beyond the regulations of the block trigger. It's also do the cortisol and triglyceride production, fat storage, enzyme activity, regulations of the inflammations. So as a master hormone in our body, is when it's triggered in our blood, not only regulate the, send the signals to the cells to take in the blood sugar, but also do the other things. That when you don't need it, it could be cause the more problems for your body to get the rebalance. Great. Elevated insulin leads to metabolic havoc, leading to elevated blood pressure, cholesterol, triglycerides, insulin resistance, obesity, and ultimately to diabetics.
Right.
Because your body reduces the sensitivity to insulin. So it's not response as fast as it should be because always is high. So large amount of insulin always in your body, and it causes more problems on down the road for you.
So I just want to stop there for a minute to recap a little bit, because we're talking about diabetes, we're talking about obesity, we're talking about health conditions, which we all know can have, you know, long-term damage. And this is from your blood sugar being spiked just too often, right? Just having that insulin charge too often. So not that I don't think I know the answer, and not that I don't think the listeners think they know the answer, but what is responsible for that? We talked a little bit about high stress cortisol, but what are people doing? Like you say, particularly in North America, what are they doing that's creating that by nature?
Oh, I said that the improper dietary habits.
Yes.
Because their diet is not healthy and they are not active enough. It causes that
the activity, the choices of food. Now, let's just take it down grassroots. Is it necessarily just what people consider junk food? Is it those chips, those chocolates, or can it be other things as well? If people are eating, is it too much potatoes? Is it things that are converting? So maybe give us a little bit of description, because there's people that eat what they would consider healthy because they don't eat chips, candy, and pop. Though we know people eat chips, candy, and pop too much, obviously you're going to have an issue, but is there other things that we should maybe just keep our eye on?
Absolutely. Absolutely. As you mentioned yourself, using a too much source of nutrients could be converted to the sugar in our body, like the carbohydrates, fats, or other source of, you know, the balance is the key. When you take anything more than you need, down the road, you will face off with extra work on your digestion, extra work for metabolic balance, extra work for flushing out the waste. Everything would be extra, and all those required energy. So right. you feed yourself to earn the energy, to produce the energy. In the other hand, you have too much waste and overheads that is unnecessary. So it's exactly what I'm aiming to say, that if you don't watch simply your diet, how much you need per day based on your activity level, every person is different. And you don't exercise enough to keep your body healthy and regulated, then you're going to face up with some problems that over the time, chronically, it could be a problem for you.
Thank you.
So, yes, it is very, very key point that I would like to say. I mean, what I would like to say, you mentioned in one sentence, is that by balancing the diet and exercise program, it is the only effective way to help the metabolic balance stays forever. So when we go a little bit off the road, then we have to expect some discomfort, inconvenience, and then it leads us to the chronically problems. Yeah, exactly.
Which when you talk it, now it just kind of makes sense. Like when people go, oh, you know, it's been a yo-yo with my weight or a yo-yo with my health, because they do the things to get healthy, they get into an exercise regime, or they make changes in their diet, but it doesn't become a lifestyle. It becomes, I need to do this because I don't want to be diabetic because my doctor said I'm really close, or I'm going to do this because I know that in my family, there tends to be these health conditions, or I'm going to do this because I can't get in my jeans anymore. And I couldn't get in my jeans last year. Now I can't get in those new jeans either. And so it's done as a temporary fix to an obvious issue. But like you're saying, then you're going imbalance, out of balance, imbalance. And that's where that yo-yo starts to come. And now I know why you show up at my house 3 times a week instead of 3 times a month, because it is important to adapt that philosophy in terms of lifestyle choices. Not that, going and losing 10 or 15 pounds isn't a good idea if that's what you have to lose. It's not like going and starting a sport that's seasonal isn't good because that's what you want to do this season. But when you're talking about conditions such as your long-term health, I can see how it would be very yo-yoing for people.
Yeah, well said. Very true, Deb. It's exactly the main problem that we're always looking for short-term solutions. Okay, mm-hmm. I have a wedding comes up, I have a party, I have a birthday, I have some things, I need to be fit. I need to be fit in my that specific outfit that I love it or whatever. So yes, it could be a motivation, but mm-hmm. when you start it, you have to keep going, because no money in the world, no fun in the world can be buy the health for you. As soon as mm-hmm. you get there, that you almost lose it for at some points, it will not be easy to regain it. So always keep a little bit balance, I never said don't enjoy your life.
Right.
But enjoy it properly.
Well, I'm glad, because I went and had a Guinness last night. I completely justified it, right? So I have to go do some exercise thing in Ireland soon enough. But I was like, well, I better start. You know what? I walked. It took me a half an hour to get to that meeting late at night. I was like, oh, Ron would be so proud of me, because it was a more of a business meeting. So I had to wear heels and I hoofed like 35 minutes fast pace and then back. And I'd be like, well, it was just a half a Guinness. But all said and said, you can do that. When you're in a state of taking care of self, I'm like, okay, people, imagine being able to treat yourself and not feel guilty or not feel like you're doing something detrimental, because I think that's also a part of it. We know when we're in not healthy behavior, but if it's once in a while, or it's, something like, then you don't have that feeling to it. I mean, whether you feel like, oh, it's worth it, I've worked it off, whatever it is that you tell yourself. But there seems to be some normalcy around that, right? So I really appreciate that. So anyways, I just had to throw that in there, that every once in a while. So I'm like, oh, good.
That's important too. You need to enjoy your life at some point, at some level, and it's totally okay. Right. For example, if you drink socially, it's okay. You shouldn't feel guilt. The only thing you have to do is drink triple water. Whatever mm-hmm. you take as alcohol in, take triple water, because it could give you a dehydration. And yes, that's the worst point, not the amount of sugar in the alcohol.
Right.
And if you're going for walking for a business meeting, that's totally fine. I know personally, you are so delicate person, would like to have a specific outfits, and it's your style and it's very good, but please take your walking shoes with yourself, not with the high heels, and change it before you get in.
I know. I thought about you, because I had my purse and I had my toque in case it was cold when I came home, on another jacket. And in my purse, I'm like, I can't fit my runners. I'm like, okay, I won't tell Raman anyways. And here I am the next day telling you. But I thought about that. But I had to meet these people and they were in an outside patio. And I'm like, where am I going to stop and change my shoes? But anyways, I did think about it. So anyways.
High heels, absolutely not good for your
skeletal
health. Yeah,
I know. Okay, well, set that aside a little bit. High heels in Guinness, only once in a while, people. But so to wrap up today's session, because we know there's going to be so many more, you guys are going to get to hear from Raman over the course of the next year. And Raman, please, if there's anything else you need to share, and then you know what, people want to know more, don't contact me. He's the guy, clearly. So maybe tell people where they can reach you.
Okay, so we have a website, mobilegym.ca, in one word, mobile gym. So mobile and gym back-to-back.ca. If there's any, there is a section for all the information could be helpful. They might study and find some things that help them with their health. Or if they have a specific question, might be sent to us an email, and I would be happy to answer as soon as possible. So we can get contacted through there.
Awesome. And you know what? Just because some people might think that your name is Jim, I'm going to, it's MobileGym, like the gym. And obviously he has a mobile gym and all the sorts of bells and whistles that go with it. .ca.
Correct. Thank you.
So it's not J-I-M. And that'll be in the show notes as well, that if you're watching this video, you're going to see that. So Roman, thank you so much for popping in and giving us another incredible tip on nutrition and health. And I know that we're going to see you again very shortly. So thank you.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Bye, everybody. Now.